I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. government has promised $195 million in military aid to Egypt. The goal is to alleviate pressure against the government by extremist groups. It's about politics and security. But David Curry of Open Doors USA says there's another side of the deal that needs to be addressed.
Human rights should be part of our the central part of our discussion regarding aid, whether that be military aid or business and so forth, because it's so important to the American value of freedom of conscience and the ability to decide for yourself what you believe and what you want your life to look like.
Curry says people need to have the opportunity to choose for themselves what to do about the gospel. You can be praying that this stays in the forefront of the conversation and ask God for boldness and wisdom for the church as this unfolds. And China Partners taking a trip to China in October, but it's not just about bringing a brand new small group ministry resource to the church. It's about history.
China Partner has had many years of partnership with church leaders there in that city and in that province. And then over the last 25 years, we've also been very much involved in helping them get their new Bible school established.
Eric Berkland, president of China Partner, also has family ties to the area. His grandparents met while ministering there years ago. And now Berkland is working with a Bible school there to share the hope of Christ.
I personally am always very excited to go back to that very city where my grandparents started their mission many, many years ago.
Pray for safety and compassion during the October trip. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner at the top of the page at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.